And the Good Food Hour are brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market.
In the KSRO kitchen. In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner. In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ash Lamb. Good morning, Emily.
Well, good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Emily.
Well, good morning, Steve. We got a little feedback going on. We're doing a little DJ set here. But good morning, everyone.
And how are you this morning?
Well, so far so good over on my end, but we're definitely doubling up with our sound. So a little technical difficulties here over at the Good Food Hour.
Okay. And David, do we have you?
You do. I hear this psychedelic feedback, which
well,
is kind of,
well,
I think
well,
I'm having flashbacks to the 80s.
Well, that's okay, because, you know, we're both from the San Francisco Bay Area, and I think it's only appropriate that you spent much of your formative years in Berkeley.
Yes, I did. And I, the last time I talked to you, I was in your studio in Santa Rosa, and I'm 6,000 plus miles away.
Well, we first welcomed you in 1999 to the studio with John Ash for your first book. And you had come out in the fall of 1999, Room for Dessert. That was a pivotal moment.
Well, it was my first cookbook, and it was very interesting because I wrote it after working at Chez Panisse for 13 years. I never thought about writing a cookbook. But so many people had asked me for recipes over the years. I thought, you know, I need to sort of archive all these things. This is before the internet, before blogs and so forth. And I was like, how can I share these recipes? So I decided to write my first cookbook. That was called Room for Dessert.
Yeah, it was a wonderful book. And then we had Room Ripe for Dessert, which came out in 2003.
Which was a book that focused on fruit. As you know, living in the Bay Area, I had, and you still have spectacular fruit, especially in Santa Rosa, all the plums and peaches and beautiful things all year round. So fruit is kind of my, chocolate and fruit are my two passions, so I'm in the right profession. And that book was devoted solely to fruit. And over the years, the books, you know, the book world changed. My original publisher sort of stopped doing cookbooks. And my current publisher asked me, they said, do you want to revise both of the books and meld them into one? And I was like, absolutely. So that became Ready for Dessert.
Then we had the chocolate book, which came out in 2004.
Yeah, that's my other passion, chocolate. And you know, I wrote that book. It was originally a small guidebook, and it was sort of on the cusp. You know, the Bay Area has always been on the cusp of food. And I don't want to use the word trends, but I'm going to. But nobody really knew about bean-to-bar chocolate except for these two guys, John Scharfenberger and Robert Steinberg, started making chocolate. And I thought it was a really dumb idea. I was like, who is going to buy artisan chocolate? You know, so I'm not a really good businessman, but I'm a decent baker. Anyhow, I thought, you know, people are starting to ask questions about chocolate. What do percentages mean? Which countries make the best chocolate? What are the myths about chocolate? And also, people also want some really good chocolate recipes. So I sort of culled them all into one book. And that became the Great Book of Chocolate.
And we now have Room Ready for Dessert, which was just released in September 2025. And that's revised from the book from 2010, I believe.
Right. You know, it's funny because in life, we don't often get a chance to correct or just go back to things that we did 20 or 30 years ago and say, oh, I should have done that, or I could have done that better. So I'd been making, you know, that book, I use the recipes all the time. And as I would go, I would make notes and say, oh, this could be easier. Or, you know, people, especially now, like all these ingredients are available that weren't available 20 years ago. You know, even if you go to like a Safeway supermarket, it's pretty astounding what you can find now. So I sort of want to incorporate, you know, make things easier for people. And I also like shortcuts as well. So I figured out ways to do things easier, faster. Plus I added a bunch of recipes that sort of reflect my life in France. And that was really fun because I love French pastries and French baking. So I got to add some more. It's the story of my life, my book, Ready for Dessert.
It's a fabulous book. I loved it. It was glorious. And the chapters, run us through the chapters, how it's formatted.
Well, the book sort of starts with cakes because that sort of seems to be where baking books like to begin. You know, when you think of baking, you think of birthday cake. So I began basically with, and it's funny because I look at the recipe and the recipe is for Marjolaine cake, which is the only recipe in the book that's a little more involved than all the other recipes. All my recipes, I like, I actually am a very simple baker. And that one is a little more challenging, but it's really worth it. And when I made that recipe here for the photo shoot, we made three of the cakes. And I had a food stylist working, my good friends, George and Elizabeth, who are food stylists, helping me, or in baking with me, I should say. And we brought the leftovers to the baker, the butchers down the street. And the next day I came in and they were like, they all came running out. They're like, Monsieur, ça c'est le meilleur. This is the best cake we've ever had in our lives. So I'm glad it's in the book so everybody has the recipe. But then the book goes also back to fruit. There's a pie, tart, and fruit dessert chapter, which is pretty substantial. Custards, frozen desserts. I did write a book on ice cream, which became very popular, but I've always been a big fan of ice cream and sorbets. And then, of course, there's cookies and candies, and a big chapter on basics, which includes also how to make jams, different doughs, sauces, chocolate sauce, caramel sauce, even a few liqueurs like vin d'orange, which is a bitter orange wine, which is delicious in the summer, and I had to include that. Even though it's not technically dessert.
You mentioned that your favorite French dessert is something called île flottant. Describe
it. It's a bowl of very cold crème anglaise, just a basic pouring custard with a baked or poached meringue on top. My version uses baked because it's much easier. And then it gets sauced with caramel sauce and candied nuts. And there's something about eating it after dinner. It's not heavy. There's no flour in it. It's not like a rich dessert. But to me, it's my favorite thing. It's meringue, icy cold creme anglaise custard, and crunchy nuts. And I just love it. It's a French bistro classic. And over the years, people have asked me how to make it. So there it is. The recipe's in the book.
It's funny because you mentioned that in the cake section, of all the cakes in your repertoire, there's one that's the most renowned.
Well, I would say there are two, but you're not giving me that's not many clues, Steve. But the cake that gets the most attention is the fresh ginger cake.
Yes, that's the one. That's the one. That's the one.
And that was one that I did actually revise a bit. It became wildly popular. I even go to restaurants and the waiters are like, "We have a really good ginger cake on the menu." And I was like, "Oh, I'll have that." And they bring it out and I'm like, "That's my recipe," which is great. Like, I know that. And then the chef might come out and go, "Yeah, David, it's yours," blah, blah. But that recipe, when I wrote the book initially, I didn't want to assume people had food processors, because that's, it's sort of a barrier for recipe, Someone's like, "Get out your food processor." Not everybody has one. But it's a great tool to use to chop the ginger. And I've become a fan of the mini chopper, the little tiny food processor that you don't have to lug out the whole, drag it out from the back of your kitchen cabinet. The cord pulls out, another appliance, and that falls on the floor and all the salad bowls, So you have the little mini chopper and you could chop up all the ginger and it just takes 2 seconds. So that was a big change that I made in that recipe. But it still is an all-time favorite.
Beautiful, beautiful in the cake. And then we talked about the pies, the tarts, and the fruit desserts. A lot of great ones. And I was surprised to see something, a whole wheat puff pastry.
It's funny because a few years ago, I published a recipe for a whole wheat croissant. And a bunch of people were irked about, they got like upset about it. And they're like, "Well, there's, whole wheat flour, blah, blah, blah." And I was like, when they were making these desserts initially, they didn't have the highly refined flour that we have today. And flour also had more flavor than it, a lot of these things have been genetically changed and hybridized. So I add some whole wheat flour to the dough, which gives it sort of a nice, hearty, not a lot. It's not like, it's not like a health food rest, health food store. Something you have to gnaw on to chew. It's still very buttery and very flaky, but that subtle nuttiness of whole wheat flour really boosts up the flavor, and I love it. And you can sort of justify eating croissant if you say that has whole wheat flour in it. How's that?
I agree. David, forgive me. I've been staying off because of our psychedelic flashback we're having here, but I agree with you totally about the whole wheat flour. I like to use a mix myself of both these days just for that little extra texture. That croissant sounds amazing.
Well, you do see there are cookbooks that have come out. There was Good to the Grain. Roxana from Friends and Family, I'll mispronounce her name, from Los Angeles. She has a book on, I think, morning pastries that's coming out using whole grain flours. And they don't have that same reputation that they used to. Part of it, I think, and I hope maybe, the gluten-free movement sort of made it okay to bake with polenta and buckwheat and oat flour and things like that. And I love them, so I'm happy to use them.
And one final comment about the dessert book. And there's something called croquant that you spent 12 years trying to perfect. What is
I know.
this?
I know. I had these cookies. I think I was in the US and someone brought me a bag of them and they were very expensive. And I loved them because they were these ultra crispy cookies with big chunks of nuts in them. And they're very simple. And I loved them. And I tried to figure out how to make them and I couldn't. It was actually quite complicated. I don't know why. It was It's kind of they're kind of one of those things that just I couldn't wrap my head around. I actually can't make granola bars. I did make them. I made an amazing batch once because I had a small amount of peanut butter frosting left over from a project, and I just mixed all these things into it, baked it, and they were amazing. I was never able to repeat that. But these croquants, there are a lot of secrets that I kind of figured out. And one of them is using a teaspoon of the batter. And a reader wrote to me after the book came out, and she said, is that a typo? And I was kind of like, oh. So I made them again, actually, because sometimes books have, you do make typos. It was supposed to be a tablespoon. But the good thing about having two food stylists working with me on the photo shoot is that every recipe they went through and they made it. So I made it, and it was actually, it is 1 teaspoon, and they're very small, crunchy cookies. But that's how they are in France. There's a funny word that they use in or term in France. They'll say croque-telé, which means a snack that you eat in front of the television.
Oh, I love
So I don't know if
it.
people snack on, a bag of cookies like you would potato chips or Bugles, but they're really good cookies, and I love them.
You have a new book coming out that will be released May 5th called The Great Book of Chocolate Revised.
Yes.
What kind of revisions did you do for that book?
When you're, it's funny because when I was asked to revise a book, my book, I thought, oh, I'll just add a few recipes and, call it a day. And then I started, I dive into them and I'm like, oh my, this is, I really want to redo all this and make it better and so forth. So I spent a lot of time in the chocolate book because so much had changed. I added a lot of information about what's chocolate today. There's now are these chocolate alternatives that are made with like fermented sunflower seeds and so forth. And I'm very curious. I love trying new things. So I tried those alternative chocolates. I wrote a story about working in a chocolate shop when I was in Belgium doing my internship. And that was kind of fun to revisit. And I added some recipes because I actually love chocolate. I don't use the word chocoholic because it got overused, but I'm one of you, I really actually love chocolate. So it was great to add new recipes to the book, revisit the ones that are already in there, and sort of explore how the chocolate world has really changed, and chocolate has become a part of our, it's become something that people, as the artisan movement, the heirloom movement. Like I said, when I wrote the book, there was one bean to bar chocolate maker in America, and now there are like 220 or 250,
Exactly.
which is impressive.
And wonderful, wonderful if you're a chocoholic, so to say. Can we ask
Yeah, and
about?
it's in.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh,
Go ahead.
well, and what's interesting is a lot of these chocolate makers are now making dark milk chocolates because a lot of people, sort of, people who don't like dark chocolate were avoiding some of these bean to bar chocolates. And milk chocolate's actually quite good. They just put a lot more cocoa in it, cacao. And they use better milk. Some are using sheep's milk or goat milk. So it gives it like a tang. And it's a whole new category. And I'm really excited about it because I learned to love milk chocolate. And I'm not afraid to admit it.
I like it too. And that was one thing in your book that I haven't seen as much as that dark milk chocolate. So I'm glad you mentioned that. I wanted to ask about one of the recipes. And again, sorry, here we are with our echo going on here, but can you tell me about your chocolate sauerkraut cake?
Well, that was a cake that I saw in a book by Maida Hayter, and she was a legendary baker. And I'm as I get older, I find that these people get forgotten because they're just not out there anymore, and there's new people coming up. But Maida was one of the most wonderful people, wonderful bakers. She used a lot of superlatives in her baking, and she applied them to this sauerkraut cake. And I was like, what? Wait, what?
Me too.
So I made it, and it was really good. Because the sauerkraut gives the cake a really delicious, moist, dense texture and flavor. You don't taste, I mean, it's basically, sauerkraut's vanilla and cabbage. Vinegar and cabbage, sorry, with salt. And, vinegar's been used in baking for many years because it reacts with acids and helps things rise. So the cake has a wonderful dark chocolate flavor and texture, and an amazing chocolate glaze. And after I wrote the book, Maida Haider wrote me a handwritten letter. And I still have it. It's like, and I every like year I take it out and I read it because it was like she had this amazing handwriting. She was this, I don't know how I can describe her in the time we have allotted, but she was just an incredible woman. I love having that letter and her vo voice of approval for my book and the recipe. So.
Beautiful. The cover
The
of the
cover of
book,
the
you
book,
could have
you could have
chosen a lot
chosen
of
a lot
very
of very
exotic
exotic
covers from your
covers
new
from your
chocolate
new
book.
chocolate book.
You
You
chose
chose
the chocolate
chocolate
pound
pound
cake.
cake.
Why?
Well, I'm going to have to give credit to one of the food stylists, Elisabeth der Nederlander, who is Swedish. She lives in Vermont. She has a bed and breakfast. And she is an amazing chocolate cake or cake icer or froster. And when I saw that, how she frosted the cake, chocolate's actually hard to shoot. There's light coming from all of there's all these different surfaces and so forth. And I have an amazing, I probably use the word amazing about 10 times in the last 10 minutes, but this great photographer, Ed Anderson, who lives in Sebastopol, who photographed the book. And when I saw that picture, the book designer and my publisher, 10 Speed, Betsy Stromberg, she put that on the cover. She did several different covers. There was a chocolate cherry cake in the book. That was the other cover shot. And that was beautiful too. And that was also Elizabeth's beautiful frosting skills. And the pound cake won out.
The pound cake won out. David,
Yeah.
we're our half hour is almost up. I want to remind folks that you're going to be coming to the San Francisco Bay Area for your book tour.
Yes.
In May, you'll be several
be
places.
several
And I think
places.
the
And I
best
think the
place to
best
get
place
info
to get info
is just
is
davidleibovitz.com.
Yes, it's on my schedule page. I'm at the top right of the screen on my website. And I'm going to be doing an event at Dandelion Chocolate with Stephen Durfee, who's one of their pastry chefs. Lisa Vega, who is the pastry chef for the cafe, is going to be there on hand. We're going to do chocolate tasting. And people, that's going to be a ticketed event. And people have to sign up just because there's only a certain amount of room. But it's a great chance to get into the chocolate factory and spend the night there. Well, spend a few hours there, I should say. And I'll be doing a book signing also at Omnivore Books, which is open to the public as well. No tickets.
Great. Thank you so
Thank you
much. It
so
was a
much. It was
delight
a
to
delight
talk
to
with you.
talk
I
with you. I
apologize for
apologize
the
for the
echo, but
echo, but
having
having
David, because
David,
you
because you
sounded
sounded
great
great
on
on
your
your
end,
end,
was worth our echo. Thanks
Thanks,
again.
David.
Great talking.
Okay.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. David Leibovitz, just a tremendous talent. Great. Just great, isn't he?
Oh, he's amazing. And
Just.
these recipes are, I mean, they're really fun. Really beautiful books, fun, approachable. You know, I like that they run the gamut of approachable to you can get really really into your pastry skills
So thanks, and go patronize and buy David
too.
Leibovitz's dessert books. They're just terrific. We'll take a break and we'll be back, and we're going to talk to some members of the
Les
Le
Dom.
Dôme d'Escoffier de Sonoma. It's really cool what they have coming up next Saturday.
Yeah.
Back after this.
Inviting you to stop fighting your food. Get your knives professionally sharpened at our new location across from SRJC. Drop off your knives and pick them up a few days later, or call ahead for a VIP appointment to get your sharpening done while you wait. Scissors and pruning shears too. We can also personalize your knives with custom engraving. Sonoma Cutlery across the street from SRJC. Sharpening details and more at sonomacutlery.com.
Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Santa Rosa Diesel services all light-duty diesel vehicles and equipment. Santa Rosa Diesel is Sonoma County's diesel specialist in engine diagnostics and repair, oil changes, brakes, AC service, even pre-purchase inspections. The pros at Santa Rosa Diesel have almost 100 years combined experience in diesel fuel systems. If your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free, let you know what the problem is, and what it's going to take to fix it. That's right, if your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free. Also, with every oil change, you get a free safety inspection. Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Come to Santa Rosa Diesel for advice, diesel fuel injection sales and service, or when your diesel vehicle needs repair. 3649 Standish Avenue in Santa Rosa. Online at srdiesel.com. srdiesel.com.
If you're remodeling an existing kitchen or bathroom, Cabinets 101 in Rohnert Park is your local Diamond Certified company. With a huge selection of quality wood cabinets, stainless and porcelain sinks, quartz and granite countertops to suit any kitchen or bathroom. Here's another satisfied Cabinets 101 customer.
Hi, I'm Vicki from Santa Rosa. We needed a couple of cabinets for a small half bath and decided to check out Cabinets 101. We were able to get exactly what we were looking for in the color we wanted, and we were able to find a beautiful countertop and sink for nearly half the price we had been quoted elsewhere. Stop in and see Stan at Cabinets 101. He is so knowledgeable and easy to work with. You'll be glad you did.
0% interest, limited term financing available. Bring in your project measurements and Cabinets 101 will even give you a free estimate on your project. Stop by the Cabinets 101 showroom today at 5665 Redwood Drive in Rohnert Park.
The Shutterbug.
Shutterbug. Old-fashioned service in a digital age.
May is too late. If graduation announcements and party invites are still on your list, now is the time, because this moment, it only happens once. At Shutterbug Camera Shops, they've got everything to make your grad shine. Create custom photo collages or slideshows that tell their story. Yes, even those first day of kindergarten photos. Turn that senior portrait into a stunning canvas or metal print, perfect for the party and something you'll keep forever. And for a gift that lasts, cameras, lenses, and gear they'll use for years to come. Because graduation isn't just a day. It's the start of everything. Shutterbug in Santa Rosa. Prepared to preserve your most precious memories from capture to print.
Shutterbug. Shutterbug. Old fashioned service in a digital age.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner. Good morning, Emily.
Well, here we are again. We're going to go round two of good morning.
Well, we have a couple live guests in the studio this morning. Would you introduce them?
Well, we're no longer psychedelic, so that's nice. But we have, why don't we let you introduce yourselves from Les Dames de Escoffier. We have two folks here today, two wonderful women, and we have...
I am Emily Haas with Les Dames de Escoffier, and we have...
I'm Tiffany Peters with Les Dames Escoffier.
You know, I knew this day would come sometime that we would have two Emilys in the studio.
You're outnumbered, Steve. Here we are.
So Emily squared. Maybe we could say M for you and Emily for you.
Whatever works. Or we can just be the Emilys. Well,
the Emilys. So Les Dames de Escoffier Sonoma, how many members of the organization?
Currently, our chapter here is at 63 in Sonoma County.
Oh, that's good.
Internationally, though, we have just hit over 3,000 members.
Wow.
Where did it start in Paris?
It actually started in the New York area. Oh. They just celebrated their 50th chapter today, or 50th anniversary this year.
And how old is the Sonoma chapter?
We are hitting 6 years this year.
Well, congratulations. Great.
Thank you.
Very cool.
When did you join, Tiffany?
I'm a newbie. I just joined in the last year and had gotten to a couple of events beforehand and was just, you know, this chapter includes some incredible women that I already somewhat knew. And it's just a great chapter for men. And the purpose is to mentor other women in the food, wine, and culinary industries. In addition to getting together every once in a while and having a good time and some good wine and food. So why wouldn't you join?
But I think also you've recently awarded some scholarships.
Yes.
We did. We just had three different incredible grant award winners, and they are amazing humans from Sonoma County.
Really amazing. I had the opportunity to come actually with Tiffany to the grant award ceremony, I guess is what you might call it. And it was so amazing to see. Well, maybe you can tell more about the folks who won. That was very cool.
Well, I know that I met, I can't remember their names. Emily would know, but there's a young woman who was working with Kendall Jackson Estates.
That would be Carly. She is an incredible human. She's actually going into her own culinary path now. She is a private chef.
She was a dynamo.
Yes.
I had a very long conversation with her, and she was awarded one of our micro grants and plans to use it to. She really loves teaching cooking classes. She loves gardening. She loves all of it. And she's just going to be on a path of continuing that culinary education cooking class sort of idea. And she just is a dynamo. I couldn't speak highly enough of her. And then the other ladies.
We had Jenny Trotter from Kibo Farms. I might be saying that incorrectly, but just so you all at home can find it, it's Kibo Farms. She is incredible, and she has some really specific plans of how she's going to help her farm with this grant.
Yes. Very cool.
And how do you locate, identify recipients for the grants?
You know, it's all about spreading the word through connections. And so we use all of our social media platforms with our friendships, our voices. And it's really just anybody that's in the food industry, really. If you are a female and you have a path that you're on your leadership journey, if you need a little bit of assistance, we would love to connect you with people in that field.
Great. How much is membership?
So annually is $250 to international, and then one more payment of $100 to our local chapter.
That's really great. So you're doing a culinary rummage sale, I understand.
Yes, this is a fundraiser for those micro grants that we just mentioned that we like to do good in the world. And we all have extra things in our kitchen, right?
Oh, no, I don't.
No foodie tools in your kitchen you can let go of, Steve, right?
Right.
Well, you must have a load too, Emily.
Oh, man. Well, every Christmas at our house was an interesting tool
really?
For my dad, for sure.
Yeah.
So,
good.
Yeah, I probably should have brought you a bag a little while ago.
Well, we'll probably do another one next year.
Oh,
you have a year.
Okay.
So the public can donate to this event.
We have had a couple of donation dates, and we still would take donations. The sale is next Saturday, however, so we're kind of closing in on the time. So, but it's going to take place up at the Jimtown. It's now Jimtown and then some, the historic barn there, which is where I started my culinary PR career. I worked in the office in that barn.
When it was the Jimtown store?
I did, yes. So that place has a special place in my heart anyway, and now we're having this great culinary rummage sale there. So it will be next Saturday from 11 to 3. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. Jimtown will be open serving their great food and beverages. And then you wander over into the great barn. And we just brought a few of the conversation pieces and great collection that we have. There's so many things you wouldn't want us to bring it all. But we just thought there were some fun things to sort of highlight here. And everything is going to be priced to sell. This isn't going to be one of these things where you're going to have to up hundreds of dollars.
Not an estate sale, but really a rummage sale.
Exactly.
I'm glad you said that, Emily. Yeah. That's really great.
Yeah, really great. And I just wanted to mention, too, at Jimtown and then some, Michelle Wood, also a Dom.
Yes.
It's just fun to hear this community and how spread out it is and how here she is, you know, sort of donating her space to do this.
Absolutely.
And just a very cool organization.
Again, just a really powerful network of women, which is the beauty of the organization, not only in our county, but throughout the world. Emily is very active in the chapter, even internationally, and just came back from the conference for La Dame in Las Vegas. So she was just telling me all the great people she met, and we were just talking about this network. I mean, food people are always good people anyway, but the network of women in the food industry who are supporting each other, it just is. It moves me to tears sometimes.
Yeah,
I can definitely relate. When you look up to these women for so long, I feel like I've already cooked with them in my kitchen, a lot of them, because I have their cookbooks. And then literally this last week, I got to sit with Rose Levy Barenbaum. two different times.
Amazing.
And enjoy meals with her. And she's talking about her new memoir coming out in September, pre-order available.
And by the way, Rose will be in the studio in September.
Yes,
joining
she's
us
so excited to
for
come
the
see
debut.
Yes, and she has a beautiful memoir. It'll be coming out soon.
That's exciting.
Yeah, powerful woman, but incredible connections.
Yeah.
Did you do any gambling?
I actually did not. We gambled with our belly. We ate a lot of great food.
We had a lot of good food in Las Vegas.
We had wonderful times. I was able to spend time with different chapters and just connect over bread, which is exactly what this is all about.
We should just mention, I was really intrigued when Tiffany shared with me your contributions to publishing some really seminal cookbooks. Talk about that.
Oh, that's so kind of you. Thank you for bringing that up. My grandfather was William Turnbull. He was the founder of North Point Press, and he did have an honor to republish the last 11 books of MFK Fisher's.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And so it's been a lifelong journey of mine. It came full circle last year in Nashville in 2025. I had the honor of doing the MFK Women in Food Writing Symposium.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah, and so I'm very dear friends with Kennedy, and it's been a beautiful journey supporting their family.
Oh, I love that.
Really exciting.
Really
cool. So why don't we take a break, and then we'll dive into some of these the ephemera that you have brought.
Ephemera, I like that.
I don't know, it's just the
first
thing.
You're so fancy.
Some fancy stuff over
fancy.
There.
Well, there's,
I have a fancy apron really cool. for you to wear that matches your shirt. Oh,
I think that's me. If I were a five-year-old girl. Steve Garner and Emily Ash Lamb in the Chaos Arto Kitchen welcoming a couple of members of the La Dame d'Escoffier Sonoma and their terrific culinary rummage barn sale happening next Saturday. Put it on your calendar as soon as you're finished listening to the show, because if you wait, something else is going to pop in, and it's not going to be better than this.
Hey, Sonoma County, George Adair here with Cross Country Mortgage, online at georgeadair.com. The real estate market is heating back up, and mortgage rates are finally coming down off their peaks, creating a window of opportunity you don't want to miss. Whether you're looking to refinance, tap into home equity, or buy your next property, we've got you covered. Get started at georgeadair.com. From conventional loans to alternative income options, I'll help you find the right fit for your home purchase or refinance goals. The market is shifting. Smart moves now can pay off big later. Let's build your strategy with a free, personalized consultation. Schedule a one-on-one meeting or call online at georgeadair.com. That's georgeadair.com. Let's get you started.
GeorgeADAIR.com. Cross Country Mortgage NMLS 3029 and George Adair NMLS number 245370. Licensing info at NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Equal housing opportunity subject to credit approval.
Hi, I'm Rachel, ultrasound technologist for Sonoma Vein. I see patients with leg symptoms such as swelling, cramping, achiness, heaviness, restless legs, itchiness, or pain. The most common thing patients say is they didn't know their symptoms could be treated and covered by their insurance plan. We pride ourselves on making patient visits convenient and educating them on what the procedures entail. Patients initially have an ultrasound, then consult with the doctor who reviews results and develops a customized treatment plan. Then Sonoma Vein handles the authorization process if their insurance requires it. My favorite thing about working here is developing relationships with our patients and getting to know them on a personal and professional level. I love seeing patients throughout their treatment say how much their legs have improved and how much better their quality of life is. If you have symptoms such as swelling, cramping, achiness, heaviness, itchiness, pain, or restless legs, Sonoma Vein would love to care for you. Call Sonoma Vein 636-8346 or visit sonomavein.com.
Does anyone even listen to the radio anymore?
You're listening right now, aren't you? And you aren't the only one. Every week, our stations reach over 200,000 people in Sonoma County.
When you use radio to advertise, local is everything. You want as many local ears on your message as possible. And when you advertise with us at locally owned Sonoma Media Group, we can target your ad to every demographic from teens to seniors.
Our local radio stations have dedicated audiences who listen regularly. When you advertise consistently, you're building a customer base and brand recognition that over time will increase your revenue and build your business.
Our marketing and creative teams are ready to help you create effective radio and digital messages that'll convert listeners into customers.
When the need arises for your services, make sure it's your business the listener remembers.
Sonoma Media Group has your marketing strategy covered with radio, digital, and print advertising. Learn more at Sonoma Media Group.com.
News Talk Community KSRO.
I have to say, I love saying Les Dames d'Escoffier, Sonoma.
I know.
I'm Steve Garner. I'm not a member, but Emily, you are a member.
I'm not a member. I've attended a couple of their events and things, and you know, you never know.
We're actively recruiting her.
Okay. Yeah. On that note, our membership period is open until the end of April.
Yes.
Well, Tiffany Peters and Emily Hawes, who are members of the organization, are here talking about the Big Culinary Rummage Barn Sale. It's next week, next Saturday, 11 to 3. At the wonderful restaurant owned by Michelle Wood called Jimtown and Then Some. It's right on in Hillsburg, right outside Hillsburg.
Right, and Highway 128.
A lot of fun. And everything priced to sell. And you mentioned, Tiffany, that people can do their Earth Day contribution by buying wonderful vintage.
We've got Earth Day coming up this week, and this is a great way to, you know, not produce more to recycle, to reuse, and these are great items to reuse. You're not even suffering.
We're apologizing. We can't show you these items on the radio, but people have a chance tomorrow morning.
Yes, we're going to have a TV appearance with some of these items tomorrow. We'll also try to take some pictures today. Maybe we can put them on your website. But tomorrow morning we'll be on KTVU on the Sunday morning broadcast that they have. We'll be on at 9:45. Michelle Wood will be there showing off some of her great food, and we're going to show off some of the fun items that we have. So if you'd like to see them in person, you can tune in to KTVU tomorrow morning.
So what did you bring for us to look at today?
Well, so I think I'll start with these because I'm trying to get Steve to wear one. But these, a local woman donated these beautiful vintage aprons, and there's a whole collection of them. We just brought part of them. But I was just thinking this one, it's a white lacy number with a little heart pocket and a little wedding ring sewn on it. And we were thinking this is great for all the bridal and wedding showers that are coming up. That'd be a fun little addition to a gift or part of a gift. And then this one is really fun, a light blue sheer number with a rickrack martini glass and some little sparkles.
I feel like these are like hostess costumes almost.
Yes,
like,
you absolutely. Know,
they would work to as an apron, of course, like you could, but they're really just so you feel kind of fancy in the kitchen.
Exactly. Yeah, with your pearls as you're cooking, as you're greeting your diner guests.
Right.
We have I know you folks are cookbook fans. Who of us that cooks is not? But we have the most amazing collection of cookbooks and a lot of them. I just brought one here, the Fanny Farmer, who everybody loves, right? So a lot of these great vintage books. In addition, we have a collector that donated a whole set of gourmet magazines organized by binder, by year, from the year we have the very first one that was ever published.
Wow. That's very cool.
So it's just an entire collection of gourmet magazines that have been kept in these binders in pristine condition and really cool.
I love looking at that stuff and seeing what the food trends were at those times. It's so fun to see and be like, oh my God, we're not eating canned peaches. Like, what is it? You know, it's just, it's fascinating. Though.
But there are some recipes, especially in gourmet. Like, I have some older gourmets that I just can't part with. And I still open those and I still cook out of them. And every recipe always turns out. Mm-hmm. It's never, you know, right now with all the recipes being on the internet, you just are never sure what you're going to get.
Right. It's true. Really some turn tested. Out, some don't. Yeah. Definitely had that. I'm like, that sounds good. And then you go to make it and nope, didn't work out.
We recently just had this pair of, they're cute little coffee cups. They're a rustic metal. I'm not sure if they're silver. They say that they're vintage Italian espresso cups, and they have these little, so there's an insert that pops out, and it works like a French press for making little espresso. So you would push your grounds there and your cups right there. Well, you put your mug underneath so it presses out. So I thought that, I mean, that's something you could even use today. I thought,
I've never seen anything like that. How is there not an espresso press?
I know, right?
That's
it's
so
smart.
Cute. Very smart.
So I noticed it's priced. How much is that?
Well, this was on sale at one of our Dom's shop.
Oh, so you don't know what it's going to be.
And actually, it doesn't have a price on it. I'm not sure what we're pricing this week. We haven't set pricing, so I can't really tell you specific prices yet. But like I said,
I've got my eye on those.
Okay.
Yeah, those come are pretty
on. I'll
cute.
See you Saturday.
Oh, do you too?
Those are pretty
oh,
cute.
Oh, Emily, yes,
we'll see you on Saturday. And then I just brought this because this is a Le Creuset, really nice pot. And the wooden handle you don't see very often.
But right.
This just speaks to the quality of some of the things we have.
Yeah.
We have some things that are brand new in boxes. We just got an air fryer the other day when I was working one of the drop-offs. And brand new air fryer in the box, like a Ninja air fryer. And then there's things like this that I'm not sure how old this is, but it's in pristine condition.
Perfect.
Something
really
you would
perfect.
Use every day.
Yeah.
Would last a lifetime. So, yeah, just all kinds of fun things. We have this coffee grinder that actually does grind coffee, and we learned yesterday has Ooh. Coffee in it, which
oh my gosh.
But it kind of looks like a vintage
yeah.
almost a Jack in the Box kind of thing
it.
With a crank on the
yeah,
top.
It's very
yeah,
cute.
Isn't it fun? So yeah, just all kinds of really fun, unique things that you're not gonna find at Home Goods or even on Amazon
right.
and way less expensive prices than you're going to spend.
Well, I'm gonna take the three of the four that you brought in.
Okay.
I'll take the coffee grinder, I'll take the pan, and the two espresso coffee cups.
I'm going to throw in this blue apron with a martini glass because it matches you and your shirt today. So,
I do.
And your wife is going to love you in this.
Oh, yeah. I feel a Halloween costume coming on.
But yes.
I think the thing I love about all this, though, is that it's like a story. Like, you wonder who else has cooked in these items and who else has ground their coffee. And, like, you know,
Absolutely.
It has that
yeah.
very cool kind of historic thing that's it tells a story with your meal, which I just love.
And we do have quite a few. We have a lot of baking stuff for all you bakers out there. And then we also have a whole section for wine and beverage things that have come to us because we live in that world. And one of the really cool things that came in, for example, is it's a decanter, a crystal wine decanter from, it has the CIA logo on it, and it must have been from when Daryl Corti was inducted in the Vintners Hall of Fame because it's got his name engraved on it. And I don't know how we ended up with that, but, you know, some really interesting collector
yeah.
items like that will be there. So.
Conversation pieces,
yes,
for
actually.
Sure.
Yes.
Something to talk about.
Yes. Yeah.
I love it. It sounds so fun. And I guess you could head out and do a little shopping and bring home a little dim sum while you're at it.
Absolutely. In fact, we know it's going to be a busy weekend. It's
yep.
passport weekend.
Right.
There's all kinds of, you know, it's Sonoma County. There's always fun
it's
things going on.
It's busy on the
here.
Weekend out there. Yeah.
So we do have an option for you. If you go to our website, you can go to the events page and you'll learn more about the sale. But then there's also a link there where you can pre-order your lunch from Michelle. She's made a couple of entree items where you can pre-order and even pay for it so that you don't have to wait around too long. And you could eat it there, or you could take it with you and go enjoy a beautiful picnic in the wine country somewhere.
I think it sounds like a good day.
Well, I'm going to have to work till noon next Saturday, so I'm not going to get first dibs. But it starts at 11, doesn't it?
It does. 11
yeah.
ends at 3. You have plenty of time. Come
okay.
on up. Come
okay.
on up.
Well, I don't want to miss out.
We have a lot of stuff.
Okay, we'll be back in just a couple minutes and let you know where to find. Is there a website we can go to find?
There is, place? Yes. It's a lot of letters. So I'll try to. It's Le Dom Soco, but you spell that L-E-S. And then Dames, D-A-M-E-S, and then SoCo, SoCo.org. Mm-hmm. And when you go there, you can click on the events page and learn more about this event.
Okay. I forget that already. I forgot, but you just
we'll
told
say
me.
It again.
No, I know. I remember it. But remember, you got to put an S on the end of that L-E.
Yes.
That
but S. if you start to search it, it's probably
It'll probably pop up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
yes.
not.
It's the KSR Good Food Hour. Emily Ashley, I'm Steve Garner. 38 years and counting, live on the air. Remarkable.
At SoCo Private Security, protecting who you are is what we do. Your home, your business, your peace of mind. Locally owned and family run in Santa Rosa, our team brings over 50 years of experience to every patrol and every post. Whether it's a shopping center, residence, or special event, we deliver security you can count on, day or night. Since 2013, clients across the North Bay have trusted SoCo to keep their communities safe. Learn more at SoCoPrivateSecurity.com. SoCo Private Security, the new breed in security.
Hey, what's up? It's your old friend Dirt, the guy who makes your car look so dusty and dull. Do me a favor, please steer clear of the three Love car washes in Santa Rosa and the new location in Rohnert Park at 6258 Redwood Drive north of the expressway. With their next-level washing technology, free vacuums, and convenient unlimited wash packages, it's obvious Love Car Wash has a problem with me. Covering your ride in dusty filth is a tough job. And a visit to Love Car Wash not only erases all my hard work, but with their cutting-edge protectants like Graphene and Ceramic Extreme, come on, how am I going to do my job?
Check out Love Car Wash monthly packages. Right now, get the first month for 50% off. More info at luvcarwash.com.
The name is Love, so where's the love for dirt, Love Car Wash? Where's the love?
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Oh man, I can't believe this.
Hey Greg, whoa, your car, you got sideswiped.
Yeah, just what I need, another pain in the neck.
Sorry man, but hey, I know an auto body guy.
No thanks, I have an auto body guy.
No, seriously, you should go to Randy Hansen Auto Body.
Wow, Randy Hansen is my auto body guy.
Oh, that's awesome. I took my car there after my accident last year, and the front office people were great. I had no problem getting an appointment, the prices were super competitive, I got a free loaner car, and they did quality work, and they even dealt with the insurance company.
Time to call Randy Hansen Auto Body.
If your car's been in an accident, trust Randy Hansen Auto Body to fix it right and deal with the insurance company. After your vehicle is fixed, Randy Hansen Auto Body will even have it cleaned, sanitized, and detailed at no extra charge. In business for over 34 years, same location, same owners. Randy Hansen Auto Body, 2080 Llano Road in Santa Rosa, and online at randyhansenautobody.com.
News, talk, community, KSRO.
In the KS Arnold Kitchen with Emily Ash Lamb and me, Steve Garner, are Tiffany Peters and Emily Hawes from the La Dame d'Escoffier. I was going to say La Escargot, but it's not. It's La Dame d'Escoffier, Sonoma. And the big culinary rummage sale taking place next Saturday from 11 till 3 at the beautiful Jimtown and then some store, which is a restaurant store up in Healdsburg. And how can we preview some of the upcoming items? What's the easiest way?
Definitely. So if you are on social media, you can find us on Instagram at les.dames.sonoma. That is La Dame Sonoma. Nice. We are going to have some different pictures, little videos, but a lot of teasers all week for you to get visual cues.
I love it. And and some of the categories, just want to make sure, if you're a cookbook person, this is going to be really fun for people who are Absolutely. Looking for that vintage or sort of off the beaten path cookbook. Cookware, bakeware, kitchen tools. You'll have some small appliances and things like that. Glassware and barware. I do like that there's a note that says, you know, this won't be your logoed wine glass that you got from a, you know, festival or something that, you know, which we're all trying to get rid of sometimes. Sorry. I don't mean that.
It's true.
But, and no plastic storage. Like, you're really looking for more quality items
Absolutely.
To sell.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Speaking to the glassware, a lot of our members, either work for wineries or have associations with wineries, and some of them have brought in entire sets from their tasting rooms just because it's time for them to
sure.
get something new. There's nothing wrong with these glasses and they're perfectly fine, so and no logos on them kind
right.
of thing, and
Very
but
nice.
Quality wine glasses, so.
Yeah, I could definitely. I have like 40 different kinds of wine,
yeah.
but I don't have like a set.
No.
They're all different. Nothing really matches.
I feel like so. It goes in waves, right? My plates are like that right now, too, that I'm like, man, I just need to clear out and start
right.
fresh.
Right.
That's great. So, of course, you two get first pick on all this, don't you?
I'm happy happy to be volunteering that day, so I'll be doing a little shopping and browsing as well.
As things have been coming in, all of us have been kind of like, oh,
what's that one?
Yeah. Kind of bookmarking a few things, but we've been good. Nobody has pocketed anything yet.
And a really fun place for gifts, honestly. Oh, if you're like a good one for, you know, if you're somebody like my dad always had something we all referred to as the gift closet, he would just, you know, on his travels or something would pick up a little something here and there. But this would be a great place to stock up. Yeah.
Absolutely. And a fun some housewarming gifts.
Absolutely. Yes.
You know, it is that time of year where the weddings and the showers and the baby showers and the bridal showers.
Thank you both for coming in. This was a ball.
Thank you.
See you next week, Emily.
See you next week.
News Talk, K245DJ Petaluma, K278CD, KSRO Santa Rosa.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. What seemed certain and definite yesterday has turned into the opposite, and that could rock the global economy and the price of oil and gasoline. President Trump said the Strait of Hormuz, through which much oil is shipped, was back fully open. Iran said the same thing. Now Iran's military says it's reimposed.